Hello, everyone, and welcome to Job Board Geek. It's the podcast about the business of connecting candidates and employers. I'm Jeff Dickey Chasins, the Job Board Doctor. I am your host, and with me today, I have the sunny Stephen Rothberg of College Recruiter. He's the co-host. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Jeff. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, you're sunny like Shirley Temple, a reference that the vast majority of our listeners will not recognize at all. But that's okay. I like to throw out unrecognizable references. So. Today, we're going to do something kind of different. We don't actually have a person that we will be interviewing today, but instead, Stephen and I are going to be talking about conferences that people that run and operate and work at job boards might be interested in. And this is something that both he and I get asked quite a bit about. We both have been involved in a lot of conferences over the years as attendees, as speakers, and we definitely have our own opinions about these things. So I guess I'll start out and Stephen, jump in when you're ready. I sort of think about the kinds of conferences that someone that runs a job board would be interested in is sort of falling into two general buckets. So the first bucket is a bucket that's aimed at HR people. And there's a lot of those conferences. There's HR Tech, there's SHRM, there's RecFest, there's Unleash, et cetera, et cetera. And to that category, I would add a conference that used to be considered a job board conference, but it's not really, in my opinion, anymore, TA Tech. So you've got those HR conferences that are focused primarily on all the stuff that HR people like, of which one thing is the job boards. And historically, you'd go to some of these conferences, particularly like HR Tech, and there'd always be at least a half dozen of the larger job boards advertising, and occasionally some of the smaller job boards as well. So you've got those conferences. There's a lot of them, mm-hmm. and some of them are very expensive. The other set of conferences are the ones that are job board focused. And there used to be three. Now there's two, in my opinion. So the one that disappeared is the JobGate conference, which was ran one in North America and one in Europe, and was pretty, they called it the Job Board Summit. There's a new conference that's just started up, led by one of the alums from JobGate, Louise Grant, and then someone that's very well known, particularly in the UK, Louise Triance, in HR and job board circles. So it's called Job Board Connect. That's going to be happening in the fall. And then another one that's been around for quite a while, mm-hmm. run by the AIM group called RecBuzz. And both you and I have been involved in that conference. And they tend to run their conferences in Europe. So they attract a lot of the European boards. So that's the way I look at it. Stephen, would you add any additional buckets there? Or
yeah, no, I think that's a great way of looking at it. I don't think you quite said it, but I think we're probably on the same page that a job board owner, manager, leader, whatever, will often come to you, to me, to other people and say, should I go to fill in the blank?
Right.
And I think it, to me, sort of also at a bit of a high level, to me, it always boils down to it depends. Mm-hmm. Depends what your budget is, if any, and it depends upon what your goal is. There are definitely a bunch of job boards out there that do very, very well by going to conferences like SHRM Talent Management, where they are there, they buy a booth, maybe they're speaking, they're there to generate new business from employers or the representatives of the employers, ad agencies, RPOs, et cetera. And then the other ones, like the JobGate conference that you were talking about that no longer exists, the Job Boards Connect, the RecBuzz, which used to be called RecPlus, those conferences are more about job board to job board, right? Recruitment marketplace site, classified ads, you know, call it what you will. But those ones are, hey, if you want to meet with an aggregator to see about sending them your jobs or them sending you your jobs or learn what new parsing technology might be available, or hey, we've been using Magix to power our site and we're thinking about either renewing with them or switching to another provider or building it on our own, and what are our options? Mm-hmm. That's a really different kind of conference. You and I have also been involved in organizing some of these conferences.
Right.
And so the marketing of them varies too, right? Like when you were doing a lot of work with folks, I think it was at JobGate, where and also I think at AIM too, I think you helped a lot with the conference they had a few years ago in Barcelona. Who should the speakers be? Well, that's going to be driven by who the attendees are, and the attendees right. are going to be driven by kind of what, you know, what the conference is looking for. Like the AIM Group conference that we were at in Barcelona, I don't know if there were any employers there, right? Like looking for
it was probably 85-90% job boards plus a smattering of, you know, sourcing tools and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And so like you said, that's really, really different than going to say HR tech,
right?
Where it's going to be overwhelmingly employers, or even like you said, also, and I thought that was really astute, was that the TA tech conferences early on, what they've been around for a decade or something, that early on, it was almost all job boards.
Right.
And what that organization has really evolved those conferences into, in my mind, is sort of a competitor to HR tech. You definitely have job boards there. You definitely have loads of aggregators there, but they also want employers to come. And so there's a significant number of employers in the room.
Your point there gets to sort of the next thing that I wanted to touch on, because I think, you know, when you're thinking about going to any of these conferences, apart from the financial and time issues, it's really sort of like you said, what's your goal? And when I think about going to a conference, and when I've talked to my clients about this, there's some general things that they come back to. So the first one is, well, okay, I want to learn about XYZ. You know, I want to learn about programmatic. I want to learn about how to leverage my conversion rates on my site. I want to learn about how to source new candidates. So a lot of that, I want to know what the trends are. So the second thing is, you know, I just want to get out of my silo. I want to network with people. I want to talk to people and not feel like I'm the only person in the entire world that runs a job board, because a lot of people, you know, feel that way. Even some of the mid-sized boards that, you know, have 20, 30, 40 employees, they're still probably the only job board in town. You know, so it's not like they get together and go to the local Pizza Hut for an all you can eat lunch. And
that sounds tasty.
Yeah, unfortunately, they tore the Pizza Hut down in my town, but I can still dream about it. So then the final piece, which again, you touched on, which is to learn about vendors. So let's say I am, you know, I've been running a job board for a while. I'm really starting to feel restricted technically with what I can do on my current platform. I want to look at some other job board software platforms. Or, you know, maybe I want to start offering a programmatic option. So I want to talk to the vendors that do that. Or maybe,
yeah,
there's a lot of different things that can get rolled into what a job board offers to its employers. And sometimes a face-to-face is a really good way to do it. And then the final thing is simply to do deals. You know, I'm Steven Rothberg, and I'm going to this conference because I want to...
Don't go there. That's not something you want to do.
Why? I want to line up some international customers for my capabilities, and you can see the other people at the conference sort of seeing Steven come around the corner and run away. But some people like that. So, but yeah. So I mean, I think it's useful. I've had this conversation with clients. I don't know how many times they're like, oh, you know, should I go to blah 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 conference? I'm like, well, so what's the goal? And they'll say XYZ, and I'm like, no, don't go to this conference. That's not going to help you at all. Or yeah, that's going to be dead on.
I think you were sort of starting to touch on it. And I guess another totally legitimate reason for going to conferences is just to get drunk and have a party.
Right.
I mean, I hear that all the time. I mean, and like when you were starting to talk about, you know, they might be the only job board in town or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there is something to be said for recharging your batteries.
Yep.
You know, I don't need to learn, or I don't want to learn, but people go to Vegas generally, to the conferences in Vegas, generally not because they want to learn how to, you know, create a programmatic product, but because they want to get a tax deductible trip where they're going to go and get wasted and stay out till 4 a.m. and then need 3 weeks to recover from it when they come home. Mm-hmm. Not my idea of fun, but I know that I'm in a minority there where, you know, hey, when the sun goes down, I'm looking for my pillow, especially in Vegas. I get overwhelmed. It's just like, it's too much. But
sensory overload for sure.
Yeah. Like I heard from a whole bunch of people who went to Wreckfest a few weeks back in like mid-July in just outside of London. I heard very, very little about, I'm going to take back to the office these three things and we're going to implement them. And I think that's going to increase our profitability by 25 to 50% over the next couple of years. I'm sure there was some of that. I have no doubt about it. But what I heard far more than that was, boy, did I have a blast with people that I mostly just interact with for business, and they're great people, and we built a great relationship or enhanced a great relationship, and I'm coming back to the office and I am raring to go. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for that. I mean, I've been to conferences where content is great for some people, useless for others. Everybody has a great time and everybody comes back to the office, and for the next month or two, they're just tearing it up. They're just roaring because their batteries have been recharged. Mm-hmm. I've also been to conferences where the content is fantastic and it doesn't recharge your batteries, but boy, do you come back and you know exactly what to do. And, you know, an example of that would be that Rec Plus at the time, Rec Buzz Now conference in Amsterdam, which my wife, your wife, you and I got to spend a bunch of time there. Barcelona is one of the greatest cities in the world. Mm-hmm. The actual conference was all about business, all about learning. Yeah, there was a nice dinner and there were some nice cocktails, but it wasn't a party. Mm-hmm. I still am looking back at that conference, and it's like, we learned this, we learned that, we learned this, and it has helped our business tremendously. So different than like a Rec Fest where you literally had a Ferris wheel at that conference. When you have a Ferris wheel in the middle of an open field and everybody's speaking at stages and it's basically an open bar for an entire day, you know that's much more about a party. And, right. And if that's what you want, right? Awesome. So Jeff, if I was a job board owner, let's say a new small job board, and I was to come to you and say, I'm kind of new in the business, I want to learn more, or maybe I just hired a new COO or something and she doesn't really know much about the job board business, which one should I go to?
Yeah, I guess there's probably two conferences that I would push you towards. One would be TA Tech runs a gazillion conferences. I can't even keep track of them all, but one of them that they have that they ran, I think sometime in May or April, they call it the Job Board Summit. And basically,
yeah,
whatever, you know, and it changes from year to year, but the one that they put out that they say explicitly is the Job Board Conference is probably a pretty good one for you to try, if for no other reason than for the networking. And then the other one would be the one that's starting up, although it's never happened before. I know the two Louises that are running Job Board Connect, and I'm sure it's going to be a great conference because they're both extremely versed in this. And it will probably be a very high contact, high networking type of conference would be my guess. Both of those conferences are going to expose you to a lot of different types of operators, a lot of different types of people working at different levels, from a one-person job board all the way up to, you know, a job board that's generating $100 million a year and mm-hmm. everything in between. And so I think when I talk to my clients about this sort of stuff, I say, you know, you really need to keep your mind open because you think you know where you are right now. Let's say you're chugging along, generating $2, $3 million a year, but you may go to one of these conferences, walk back and say, actually, I have a $10 million a year business. I didn't understand how to get from point A to point B until I went there and I started seeing these examples of other people doing stuff. Like you said, the other thing is that you're going to run into people, and some of these people are going to be people that you like and you stay in touch with, and they're just going to be good people to bounce ideas off of in the future. So those would mm-hmm. be the two that I would send you to.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think over the years, we've probably either me personally or my wife, Faith, who's our CEO, or other people on our leadership team, we've probably been to at least 15 TA Tech events, maybe 20. I think every single time we've gone, we've been happy that we've gone and that the return on investment is good. Like you say, that the different events have different topics, different angles. So some of them are kind of general and we're going to see a wide variety of people, including some employers. Years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, they had a couple of conferences here in Minneapolis on programmatic, where we learned a ton and we had some real epiphanies from some of their speakers. I think those conferences more recently have been in Boston. So that makes it a little bit more expensive for us to go. And also we know a lot more now than we did 5-6 years ago. And so the returns on those sorts of conferences are diminished, not negligible, not negative. It's still beneficial for us to go to those conferences, but it's not as much of a slam dunk once you really know a lot about it. Now those programmatic conferences for us are more about the networking and less about the content. Where early on, it was mostly about the content, less about the networking. You know, as our needs changed, the conferences have continued to be good. Our needs and what we want of them have changed. The Job Boards Connect, we're a sponsor. Three of us are going. No way would we be doing that if it wasn't for who's running it.
Right.
So like you were talking about the Louises, as we call them. We know them really well, especially Louise Grant from her days at JobGate. She's also on our board of advisors. I will be absolutely shocked if that conference isn't awesome. I think the only thing that's going to stand in its way is if a meteor hits the UK. But for people in North America, especially if you're with a smaller job board or if you're in Australia or something like that, that's a pretty significant investment to jump on an airplane, go over there. I mean, you've got the hotel, you've got the airline tickets, you've got realistically a week out of the office. It better be really good for you to do that. If you're in Paris or you're in Glasgow or you're in London, that to me is an absolute slam dunk. I don't know how you can't go to a conference like that. The RecBuzz conference, we're going to that also. I'm going to be speaking. And one of the things that I'm really looking forward to that with that conference is that they bring in a whole lot of organizations that aren't just strictly job boards.
Right.
You know, classified ad sites. And part of what they offer is a job board. But a lot of them also might have like a real estate and cars or something along those lines. Or they also bring in a lot more people who are investors or potential acquirers. And that's something else that the listeners should think of too. If they have a job board and they're looking for investment money or they're looking to sell, conferences are a great place to do that. You get a lot of VCs, private equity people, or even just other job boards who are looking to do acquisitions. You're sitting there and you're having a beer with an investment banker and they happen to be looking for a site that's somewhat like yours and you get into a conversation, there's a pretty decent chance that's going to bear fruit. That's kind of hard to do if you're just, you know, stuck in your spare bedroom day after day after day in a town where there are no other job boards. It's hard to make those connections.
And actually, and you know, it's funny, you just reminded me, there is one other, it's not really, I mean, it calls itself a conference, but it's something that Chris Russell runs, I think once a year. And he calls it the Job Boardathon or something like that. But it's basically about 3-4 hours worth of live online presentations, taking questions from the audience and that sort of stuff on a bunch of different topics. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty good. In fact, we picked up one of our people that was on the podcast a few weeks back. He presented first at Chris's online conference, Peter Askew, talking about it. Oh, and so Chris is very good at sort of showcasing these people and talking about the different topics. And so I would say that even if, let's say this year, it doesn't really work out for you to go to one of these specific conferences, you know, taking a look at Chris's conference next year and possibly attending is not a bad idea. And, you know, the cost is much, much lower.
That's a great call out that it's not just about the in-person events. It's also about the online events. And I totally agree with you about including Chris's events in the list and how you described it. What struck me about his event something along those lines, that it was very different than a lot of the in-person conferences. I guess the word I would use is actionable. Like you walk away from those 3 hours and it's like, okay, there were 40 things thrown out. 35 of them really don't have much to do with me. I'm either already doing them or it's just not suitable for our site. But holy cow, these 5 ideas... I can immediately dive into them and they're immediately going to make a difference. It's just very, very practical. So especially for the smaller job boards the ones maybe $10 million and below in revenue, just somewhat of an arbitrary number, those conferences are awesome. I can't imagine that somebody from, you know, Indeed or LinkedIn are going to tune into a typical online conference like that and come away with actionable stuff. That's just not the target audience. Another group that maybe we can talk about for a minute would be, or the idea is, hosting your own. We've done that 10, 11, 12 times with in-person events. We've done a bunch that are online. The in-person events, we usually have 100 to 200 attendees. You basically get a room full of your customers, of 100, 200 customers in a room with you all day long. There's nothing wrong with that. That leads to a lot of business. One of the reasons that we did that is it's like, you know, if we go to SHRM Talent Management, HR Tech, whatever, it would be a stretch for us to be able to spend any time at all with 100 potential customers, even 10 seconds. And it's going to cost us probably $5,000 to $10,000 between the attendance fees, airline tickets, hotels, meals, all of that. For the same money, we can host our own conference. And then we can have 100, 150, 200 of those people there for the day. It takes a lot more time, of course. It takes a lot of time to plan an event, get people out, do the ticketing, and do all those arrangements. But one way that we minimized that and made it a lot more affordable is that we had one of our customers with each event. A customer of ours would host the event. So the venue was free. They usually paid for the food. We didn't have all the rip-off fees from the hotels. You know, oh, you want a cup of coffee for each person? That'll be $12 times 200 people. I mean, it really gets very, very pricey very, very quickly to have an event in a hotel. Also, having an event in one of our customers' offices was really great because we were able to piggyback off of their brand. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, we're associated with them. You know them, you like them. That then spills over, that good karma, onto us. So that would be another thing. You know, if you've got a site and you're in a particular metro area, or you target a particular industry or something like that, that would be something else I would look at, is the idea of hosting your own event. And there are people out there who do that. That's their livelihood, or maybe you can do that internally.
I think that's a good idea. And if you're a job board of any size, you know, certainly going to TA Tech or Job Board Connect or RecBuzz, you're going to get a high hit ratio. You may be like a lot of my clients where you only go once every 2 or 3 years instead of every single year. But like I said originally, it's good to get out of your silo and push around, meet new people, shake off the COVID blues, and focus on all the other job board geeks that are out there like us that make their living doing this sort of stuff. So,
two more quick hits.
Sure.
So one thing is, if you're price sensitive, have a look at the event that you're thinking of going to, who the speakers are. Reach out to the speakers. Almost always they have discount codes. So for example, for the RecBuzz conference in Amsterdam, we're speaking. I have a speaker code. Job Boards Connect, you know, one of us is speaking. We have a speaker code. And so you can usually save 10, 15, 20% for the cost of sending an email to a speaker. It's good for the speaker because then the organizer says, oh, you know, this speaker just brought in a paid attendee. Mm-hmm. And so the speakers love that. The organizers love that. That's all great. The other thing is, for the owners who have employees, even if the owner doesn't want to go, think about sending your employee. Even if you don't think that the conference is going to be all that great for business, to send an employee to a conference is a really big perk for most people. It's like, oh, wow, paid trip. I get to stay in a swanky hotel and go to this conference and have, you know, a free few bourbons with some pretty fun people. It's a really nice reward. And it might cost your company, you know, $3,000-$4,000 to do that for most of these events. You know, if you've got somebody who's just been doing an awesome job for you for the last, you know, 6 months, year, 3 years, whatever, what a great reward.
Well, and particularly if you happen to send your business development person or your sales person, they might be coming back with some business in hand just because that's what they do. So it's not a bad idea. Well, listen, Stephen, it's been fun talking about this.
Awesome.
And of course, Stephen and I are notorious when we're at the same conferences for doing all the things that he was talking about. So luckily I'm taking a COVID break right now, but I hope to be at RecBuzz and Job Board Connect and some of these other conferences in 2023. And if so, I'll see you and say hi, and Stephen will too. So Stephen, if people want to get in touch with you so that they can get that elusive code, how do they do that?
Well, they can send an envelope stuffed with $100 bills. Stephen at collegerecruiter.com. This has been fun, Jeff.
Yeah, it has been fun. So that's it for this episode of Job Board Geek. I want to remind you to subscribe via Apple, Spotify, or whatever you think you might happen to like as a subscription option. My name is Jeff Dickey Chasen's the Job Board Doctor, and you've been listening to the only podcast that focuses on the business of connecting candidates and employers. That's all for now. We'll see you again next time.